compared to the first Trump administration, this one's 20 times more hardcore. Because for what you know on the surface going on behind the scenes, it's spectacular. I mean, the intelligence operations Trump is now running on them is amazing. Finding out who's who, planting information, you know, testing systems. And I can tell you, the work you see on air is most of what we do, but the other 20% or so that's behind the scenes is amazing. And we are getting a very good map of who they are, how they're operating. You're going to see exponential purge of bad guys out of the government in the coming weeks and months. This is so exciting. And Trump has moved in loyal people from the U.S. military into key positions that have run serious operations against our enemies worldwide. And we have the biggest enemies here domestically. And we're rolling them up. And if you think all the documents have come out in the last 6 months are bad, because it took them 4 months just to get in there, they are scared, folks. And corner rats attack. So in closing, Chase, ultramethylene red is an incredible product. This is common sense. We only sell stuff that really works. The reason you go to Whole Foods or anywhere, and the supplement section just expands. There's a lot of great supplements out there. This stuff really works. Drugs are all based on natural compounds. And then we take natural compounds and supercharge turmeric from 4% that gives you a great response raw to 95%. We take natural Irish sea moss that does incredible things for your whole body and health and longevity and stamina and skin and hair and sex drive. And we, one serving's like, 30, 40 grams? The pills are 40, the gummies are 20. That's a giant bowl of sea moss. I mean, it's all blow you away. And all you've got to do is go get it and go, oh my God, it's just like his information. Yeah, why would I not sell you something that doesn't work and do a great job that I don't take? I would never do to somebody what I wouldn't do to myself that I think was the best, because I know about you reap what you sow. The Easterners call it karma. It's 100% real. And so it is a pleasure to be a good guy. It is a pleasure to work on the light side. It is everything I'm about, and I just want to unleash the power of this full audience. That's what they're scared of, is you, with your word of mouth, your prayer, on the ground, showing what you see, uploading videos. You don't have to save the world by yourself. We'll do it together. But you are the answer. Like if Viva Vendetta, V's talking to him, and he's in a disguise. He says, well, why didn't you come forward before? Well, why didn't you do this before? And he said, I needed you, Inspector. I needed you. The dominoes had to all get set up first. Now the dominoes are falling, and they're falling against their enemies. Chase, stay there. I was pontificating. I want to come back in 5 minutes, finish up on ultramethylene red. It's so revolutionary. But on top of it, people finally deciding, the 99.9% that never go, oh, this isn't a Netflix show. This isn't entertainment. This is a real war. This is a real revolution. We need to fund the revolution. The revolution is selling us great stuff we need. So we love it because we're brothers and sisters and family. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com. Get ultramethylene red while you still can. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Over you. You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's close enough, Inspector. We're not wired. I'm sorry, but a man in my position survives by taking every precaution.
You've information for us?
No, you already have the information. All the names and dates are inside your head. What you want, what you really need, is a story.
A story can be true or false.
I leave such judgments to you, Inspector.
Our story begins, as these stories often do, with a young up-and-coming politician. He's a deeply religious man and a member of the Conservative Party. He's completely single-minded and has no regard for the political process. The more power he attains, the more obvious his zealotry, and the more aggressive his supporters become. Eventually, his party launches a special project in the name of national security. At first, it's believed to be a search for biological weapons, and it's pursued without regard to its cost. However, the true goal of this project is power, complete and total hegemonic domination. The project, however, ends violently. But the efforts of those involved are not in vain, for a new ability to wage war is born from the blood of one of the victims.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon? It's at this point in our story that along comes a spider. He is a man seemingly without a conscience, for whom the ends always justify the means, and it is he who suggests that their target should not be an enemy of the country, but rather the country itself. Three targets are chosen to maximize the effect of the attack: a school, a tube station, and a water treatment plant. Several hundred die within the first few weeks.
That Three Waters has, in fact, been contaminated.
Authorities are attempting to control its deadly spread.
Sent a wave of destruction throughout the underground.
Fueled by the media, fear and panic spread quickly, fracturing and dividing the country until at last the true goal comes into view. Before the St. Mary's crisis, no one would have predicted the results of the election that year. No one. And then not long after the election, lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. A year later, several extremists are tried, found guilty, and executed while a memorial is built to canonize their victims. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor. The rest, as they say, is history.
Can you prove any of this?
Why do you think I'm still alive?
Right. We'd like to take you into protective custody, Mr. Rookwood.
Oh, I'm sure you would. But if you want that recording, you'll do what I tell you to do. You put Creedy under 24-hour surveillance. When I feel safe that he can't pick his nose without you knowing, I'll contact you again. Till then, cheerio.
Rookwood. Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
It's a trap, but it's a trap for them. And I only reveal this now, and not much of it, but part of it, because I want them to know that the noose is tightening around their little chicken necks. You will find our necks don't break as easily as yours. So, to quote Martin Luther, he said, you will find our German necks don't break as easy as yours. But the point is that here we are, ladies and gentlemen, quite a time to be alive. And it's just fun to be a general in the fight in 1776 2.0. But all of you are important participants in 1776 2.0. And don't sit back and have popcorn like the white pillars say. Or don't sit there and slit your wrists like the black pillars say. Be 1776 engage-pilled, victory-pilled. That's who we are, and we are winning. All right, Chase, finishing up, I'll get your overall view on a few things. It's a great talk show. It's a good friend of mine. We sent you up to Big Lease. You could really quarterback with the marketing. You're a genius, Ed. You're also down here working with us, hosting Sunday night live program, Tomorrow's News Tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. right after I'm on Sunday nights. But just finishing up with Ultramethylene Red, so spectacular, funds the operation. Unfortunately, limited run. More comes in a month. People need to get it now. Any other closing comments about it or what ChatGPT said about our formula and then and what it does? Maybe you should read some of that. And then I want to get your view overall on the State of the Union right now, 281 days into the return of the American Republic.
Yeah, so when we were watching that clip from V for Vendetta, because I needed you, I was just thinking about, you know, the methylene blue saying to the methylene red, why didn't you come forward before? And the methylene red responding, because I needed you, Mr. Methylene Blue. I needed you.
Do that again, and like little puppets. Really, I like it on screen. Like, I needed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Why didn't you come forward before? Because I needed you, Mr. Blue. But as far as the benefits are concerned with methylene red, I mean, the studies show that the ingredients in the formula have been shown to help things with things like migraine prevention, homocysteine regulation and cardiovascular health, antioxidant and cellular protection. We've got brain health generally here, neurotransmitter synthesis and mood, energy and fatigue reduction, cardioprotection, cognitive support. Again, more heart and brain, mood and cognition. Endothelial function restores improving your vascular health. I mean, it just goes on and on. Even pregnancy and fertility is listed here.
Anti-cancer.
Nerve regeneration and pain relief. Yes, absolutely. Cognitive and mood support, again. Eye health, like I mentioned earlier. Energy and sleep.
By the way, the B-roll you sent us is great, but the B-roll our crew, Dan Schott, is a panty dropper. Can we show that again?
Dan's absolutely a genius. But it goes on. I literally have over half a dozen pages here of just study synthesis after study synthesis, charts of benefits. And the really cool thing about this is that not only do all of these ingredients in methylene red work independently and have shown in studies to be beneficial independently, but there is evidence based on the analysis and the studies that we've looked at of a synergistic combined effect. And that's really the art, in my opinion, as I begin to learn more about supplements and formulas. The art of it is really what you combine when and how and in what form and what time of day. And so we're really getting to this place where
it's gotta be organic, not synthetic. Explain, like, yes, like methylcobalamin is the best medical grade B12, but you go to a doctor, they'll give you the synthetic one that is admittedly basically has a cyanide basis and is toxic, and yes, all the study shows bad. Because the organic costs three times more. This has the organic, yes, real. It's like so simple. So you go to the store and go, oh, I buy this multivitamin for $10 and it's got everything in it. Every one of them synthetic when you read the label, if you know what you're looking up. That's why you can read studies. Oh, some multivitamins cause organ failure. Yeah, they're petroleum-based synthetic. Just because something says it's something is not it's. You need organic. You need natural.
Yeah, and I think one of the differences about our approach with the AlexJonesStore.com is we really push and emphasize creating and developing products that are not only healthy for you, but you can actually experience and feel the difference. So many different supplement companies, whether it's the ones that you see at the retailers or other e-commerce ones, they rely on the placebo. Like, they give you a capsule, there's no black pepper extract in it, it's not even bioavailable. They're pumping, you know, they're saying that they're giving you your B12 and it's, you know, the cyanide version of it.
Why wouldn't they give you the real thing? It's like evil, but yeah.
Yeah, well, they want it to be cheap, and they know that if they tell you that it works, that you'll just kind of believe it, and it's just one of those, it's almost like they're trying to sell you insurance. Like, you don't really know that it's working for you. You just kind of, for peace of mind, you get it.
There's a bunch of marketers that get together and go, supplements are big, yes, so let's just sell them something. And that's mainly TV ads. If you go to Whole Foods and places, it's all real stuff. People are smart there. So that,
yes,
it's just like the gold companies. Like, buy wholesale, you know the price, you're not getting screwed. What's the daily wholesale? That's what you get. Anybody says they have it at spot, they're lying. That's what it is in the ground. No, if you're buying gold at wholesale each day or silver, you are getting the best deal. I mean, they're like, you don't have to know. You don't have to. It's like, that's the price of wholesale. You can check it everywhere. That's it. But let me explain something, which I didn't think about. We don't do a lot of original proprietary products. People go, well, why wouldn't you? If we can go out to all the top-rated, already top firms and get them to let us private label, they got the great factory. It's all certified, all triple tested. We test again. We know it works. It's great. We'll go to a lot of our products. We'll say we'll up it a little bit. So a lot of them are, most of them are already just a best-selling product we private label. Then the other group is we get them to soup it up more. Like our turmeric. Oh, it's 80-something percent. Well, what's the highest? We can go 95. That changed the industry. Doing that 8 years. Everybody copies us. But it's the same thing here. But with ultramethylene red, this is proprietary. So this is a new formula. This is an original formula.
Nobody's made it before. In fact, I was even able to get the domain name for it, which was impossible for methylene blue because it's so popular. And we were one of the first to catch on to the wave. But yeah, no one ever even conceived of methylene red. And we made abundantly sure of that. And it's remarkable. We're very excited about it. We're very proud of it. We're very, very much looking forward to seeing and hearing what the audience says about how they like it. I want to hear from people how they like it as a standalone product. And I want to hear from people who are big fans of the methylene blue, how they like it as an enhancer.
I want to explain something. My medical doctor owns wellness clinics all over the state. It's like 7 degrees. He said, get on methylene blue. He said, just buy USP grade. Most of it's not real, so I never really felt it. My wife liked it. Ours is like 10 times stronger on average, whatever, because we got a medical firm that doesn't even sell it as a supplement, sells it for medical tests where they use it instead of radioactive iodine. They use it, in testing arteries and veins before surgeries. Okay. So we get it from a medical firm that didn't sell it, before out of Florida. So great job, Bigley. I mean, you guys knocked it out of the park, but it's very important for people to understand how this process works, because again, we want the thing that really works well. And I keep saying it's just such a no-brainer. Chase, closing comments about ultramethylene red.
Well, subscribe and get it for 50% off. It's flying off the shelves. And so we're going to have a hard time, at least for the first couple of months, keeping it in stock. But if you subscribe, not only do you get it for 50% off, but you ensure that you always get yours, even when it's not available to the general public that's not subscribed. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get Ultra Methylene Red, regardless of whether or not you take methylene blue. You should get both. But even if you don't take methylene blue, methylene red is incredible. Subscribe and don't just do it because it's incredible for your brain and your cells and your neurons and the synergy of all the products. And it's a nootropic that just combines all the benefits of the B vitamins with all the benefits of some of our flagship products like Brain Force and things like that. Don't just get it because it's incredible for your mind, but get it because every dollar that you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the New World Order globalist satanic human trafficking child abusing cabal.
Well said. So in closing, big picture, you're a smart guy. 281 days in, what's happening with Trump, putting the administration, which they didn't advertise, I advised it just so people know, on military bases ahead of the Civil War. All of this is crazy. What is your view of the left? Record low fundraising, record low polling. They know they're in free fall. They're just becoming more radical. AOC and Mondami are their poster children. My God.
I was very pleased to see the total collapse of the left over the course of really the last 12 months. Heavily, it's been happening over the course of the last 5 years because of what they did in 2020. It just ended up being so embarrassing.
Well, they picked a fight with us, and now they're finding out.
Yes, but what's pleased me even more, because I'm particularly embittered, I feel such bitterness when I see people who are supposed to represent us on our side fail us over and over again, the Lindsey Grahams and others that are supposed to be the conservative right-wing counterbalance to this leftism. When they fail us, that makes me feel even more bitter than when the enemy. I know the enemy is going to just wreck everything, but when someone says they're my friend or tries to make it feel like they're my friend,
you're
and
like
betray
George
me.
Washington knew that Cornwallis was bad, but Benedict Arnold pissed him off.
Exactly. And so what's pleased me even more about what we've seen unfold over the course of the last 281 days, even more than the collapse of the left, is that the populist MAGA America First movement is forcing the relaunching or the refining of the identity of the American right. And I'm not talking about radicalism or extremism. I even like those words. But regardless of whatever rhetoric or accusation the left would put on us for what I just said, I love the fact that we are purging the right of all of those who have betrayed it. We are eradicating the Benedict Arnolds. They're not going to win into the future. And I really, really hope that we continue on this trajectory of reinforcing America first, getting principled and competent people into office, and that the grand old party that's failed us time and time again in identical ways to the way the left has done it, they just branded it differently so that we bought in. I would be very pleased to see the entire identity and personality of the grand old party completely shift. I love that.
Well, it's incredible. Great job, Chase Geiser. We'll talk to you soon. Amazing job up at Bigley.
Honor and a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Look, folks, the news is so big today, this only happens every once in a while, that just one of the stories is so powerful that I'm like trying to process this. You know, most people, like, they give one speech a month or whatever, and they get all ready and they write the notes and they do it. Imagine having 100 speeches to give a week. I'm not complaining. I just, Grassley, he says he's releasing worse stuff tomorrow and worse stuff next week. They just released documents of Jack Smith saying, I want Alex Jones. I want to shut down InfoWars. I want to get his crew. It literally says this. Now, most hosts would open their show, oh, Jack Smith said shut us down. I already knew that. But, I mean, look at the stack of Arctic Frost today. And I did speed read maybe 20% of this. One page of this I could do 4 hours on. Look at that. I mean, look at that. Some of these are double-sided. It just gets worse and worse. I mean, this is insane. I mean, look at this. Look at this. And then you've got the Trump officials in bunkers. What do you think they know? It ain't about nuclear war. That's like 10% of it. It's civil war, sweethearts. And then Trump tells Pentagon to immediately resume testing of nuclear weapons. Pentagon readying thousands of guard reaction forces in every state. Because Trump knows the plan. They're going to do a civil war. And then they think, like, people are going to go, oh, because you called him a tyrant when you triggered all this in the shutdown, that we're going to buy that Trump, the one no tax on tips, Trump, the one increasing energy output, Trump, with everything he's doing, is the bad guy. No, they did this. I'm the police state expert, and man, they've got me quoted wrong all over the left. Oh, Jones is against Trump and the police state. I didn't say that. It's not a police state. This is a lawless chaos state, and I'm the one saying in the last 6 months, we don't need 700 troops at an airbase waiting in Alabama. 700 troops during a national communist uprising isn't even, I don't think of an analogy. It's worse than a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun taking on a charging bull elephant. No, Trump needs to address this, show the clips of them calling for violence, show them defunding the police, show Tim Walz and his wife loving burning down Minnesota, and say they want to crash the country. They've cut off the EBT, which starts Saturday. And I told you before even the head of the transportation secretary said Monday, they've already had air traffic controllers got half their paycheck a month, you know, 3 weeks ago. Now they get no paycheck. Air traffic controllers have said, listen, we'll work as long as we can with no gas money or no money to pay our bills or childcare, but we haven't had IT in a month. They're already holding, as Musk put out a report at Doge, on average 30-year-old equipment at the airports. This studio's 6 years old, 7 years. The other studios here, the equipment in them is at least 10 years old. It barely even works. People ask, why do you send out your video in a lower res? We don't even have cameras in most of the studios to do that. We haven't had the money in the last 3-4 years to even buy the $10,000 cameras. It's just, I'm not complaining. I just can imagine being an air traffic control center with all its systems and it's 20, 30 years old. Can you even believe that there aren't airline collisions every day? You talk about a stressful job. And I explained it weeks ago. I said, it's not the air traffic controllers. They're going to stay there. There's no janitors. There's no electricians. There's no security. There's no IT. We used to have 2 IT repair guys here. We have 0 now. So the few engineers we have are up here constantly, your desktop broke. Oh, your video editor. Oh, let's rig that. So I can my problems are nothing compared to them. But I run something that's technological, and I know what it's like when you don't have resources. It becomes this thing that eats up all your time and energy. And then on Saturday, no more money to the EBT, and the left has hyped it that Trump did it. So, as I predicted weeks ago, it will explode Saturday. Won't matter that they haven't run out of food yet. It's an excuse to go rob and loot, to be victims. And the Democrats are 100% behind it. The Democrats said, we're going to try to crash the market when Trump gets in. They openly said it. We showed you the clips. And they said, if that fails by summer, we'll trigger a race war. And then that failed. And so now they're going with the shutdown. And Trump has all these emergency options that he can do. And that's the trap. They know he has to do that. Because they've created the crisis. So they can call Trump's solution Hitler 2.0. So what does Trump need to do? He needs to get on message. And they're doing a pretty good job. I mean, compared to their milquetoast responses 8 years ago, it's stellar. It ain't enough. It needs to be hardcore laying out the facts so America knows who to blame. And so people know the solutions to it are the right thing to do. But the fact that they're putting senior administration officials in hardened facilities shows that I've got grassroots intel and study the enemy, so I know their plan. But I know they're getting feeds of the bad guys. General Flynn broke this 4 months ago, and he was so manly about it, he didn't mention him. I looked like from resources. No, Flynn's top of the list. I was way down the list with drug cartels, with where Flynn is, and not 50,000 bounties. Like on Border Patrol and ICE, way bigger. Oh, we've all got $1 million bounties on our heads. I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago, and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes, it's all on purpose, they hate America, they're Satanists, they want to bring us down, it's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth, and when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots, oh, they don't know what they're doing, oh, they're so incompetent, yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember, you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, and they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 million people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbel and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that, but not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
It's now available on Droid. Shooting at number one.
We must exit Plato's cave. We must make the transition. We must expand our consciousness. We must interface with God.
All right, so all of this is interconnected, and we got a special guest coming up later. No, also to open the phones up in the fourth hour. So leave it at that. But Senator Grassley and Congressman Jim Jordan's committees, with their oversight, can continue to release mega bombshell after massive story of Arctic frost, and the UN prosecutor Jack Smith brought in with a plan to put thousands of Trump supporters in prison. The documents released yesterday, or 2 days ago, huge dragnet. First, it was 40 more people. I'm on that list. Then it was 100. Now it's 500. Now it's 1,000. Now they're releasing it. It was journalists. It was people's families. It was people's crew. It was Jack Smith. Get Alex Jones and get his crew. We'll show you. Grassley released their own documents saying, target Alex Jones and his crew. Target. Get them. And then we get the document, and it's find out if they're gambling. Find out if they're taking illegal money. Look at their taxes. Members of Congress. Insider trading, which the Democrats all do. But find out if somebody in the Trump administration did something wrong. That's a big story. But it's even bigger that they came up with zero. Meanwhile, every day it breaks another Democrat congressperson. Yesterday, Jasmine Crockett, doing today, has had a secret stock portfolio the entire time under a fake name, violating law, open and shut, major felonies. And it turns out all the things she says that she's against, weapons, big pharma, all of it, she's totally invested in it and voting for herself. Well, we've played videos of her, a very nice, educated black lady speaking with perfect diction, just like this. Hello, good to be here with you, everyone. Now she's like, come on, let's kill the black people. Hey, 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 hey. Now she sounds like Fat Albert. If you're not 50-something, you don't remember Fat Albert TV show, cartoon. Hey, 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 I'm Jasmine Crockett. And it's fine if you're a black person that speaks one of those accents. Beautiful. The point is, she is a fake. You're like, if I went to some backwater East Texas town where, you know, the Texas dialect's even more pronounced and people kind of talk like Jed Clampett and Granny. You watch the first Beverly Hillbillies, it's great. They're all from Oklahoma. And she's like, I got possum grits for you, and we're going to have our dinner, and it's going to be good. Let's have a... Almost like Yoda. I remember when I was a little kid, man, and there was still great-grandparents alive and stuff, and I'd be sitting there while they're cooking, and it was just like, these are like... I remember when I saw Empire Strikes Back when I was like 8 years old or whatever, and I was like, that sounds like great-grandma. They're like, good for you. The point was, those were real people. So Northerners hear blacks talking like that, they go, that's weird. Well, around the South, that just sounds like us. Just a little bit deeper voices. I guess on average, blacks got bigger chest or whatever. People say, I sound like a black guy. No, I just got a big chest. But the point is, you know, that's kind of like the shape of a guitar or whatever, what it's going to sound like. A lot of big black men sound like me. Well, because I sound like them, because I got a big chest. But the point is that there's new Pelosi videos out. It's AOC in a speech, changes her voice four times. She goes, "Hello, Latinos. How are you?
Hello, black people. How are you doing today?"
I mean, it's so condescending. Yeah, here's Jasmine Crockett with, like, she sounds like a white girl from Ohio or something. And now you hear, she's like, "Black people, it's time to kill the white people. Like, we got to rise up right now." I'm speaking in England. I'm speaking to people in Mexico. You get the same voice, because that's who I am. You don't get some fake voice. We've got Hillary in Kentucky and places. It's not even a Kentucky accent. I don't even know. It's like some weird southern accent I've ever heard, but it's like, it's her idea. But she's like, "How y'all doing today? Good to be here with you." What?
Good chicken fried steak. Good watermelon. Good food for you.
Literally, the old people I knew in East Texas on my dad's side of the family literally talk like Yoda. God, they were awesome. God, I wish I could go back and see them again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The best. But they were also reading Homer's Iliad at night and The Naked Communist by Cleon Skelton.
Oh, you will take on the New World Order. Yes. Great you will be.
So dialed into the Holy Spirit.
God told me you will do great things.
All the time I'm so nostalgic, I like to think back to those conversations like, who are these people? And they were all over the place. They were black, they were white, they were old, they were young. They're gone, folks. They were so great. And that's what's so sad for young people. They didn't even get to experience the tail end of real Americana like I did.
Come to back porch with 410 shotgun when you're 4 years old. Here, load gun. Here, yes. Shoot Folgers can. You will learn to use guns. Here, get on horse. Here, butcher cow. Show you how I will. Here, unload 500 bales of hay. Good. Good. Good.
That was the great America. People that loved work and loved knowledge and were so strong. But we're going to bring that back and make it better than ever. I have so many memories. So dear. Oh, I'm sorry. They're the target of our children by all this evil. They hit them with everything they can. Do you imagine? And dumb them down and hurt them. Can you imagine that's your mission in life? You think you're smart doing that? Obviously, these people are going to fail. Because God's real. But the only reason they've been succeeding is because we've been weak. Well, that needs to come to an end right now. The pleasure in building people up, the pleasure of competition, the pleasure of empowerment, the pleasure of a mind igniting with knowledge and creativity and the passion for truth. It's so powerful. It's so real. It's who we are. And we just got to get people to experience a millisecond of that, and our problems will be over so quickly. We're going to launch the new renaissance together. I actually feel sorry for my enemies. I don't say that to sound big. I mean, I do. In my first 20-something years on air, I battled the globalists 60% out of hatred. And it still had an effect, 20% love. Now I battle the globalists about 98% from love. And that's why I'm more effective than ever. But when you battle somebody from hate, you don't really feel the pain of the people. It's a trick. You need to do it from love so you feel the full pain, because that will make you strong. Like Christ did, you have to take on the full pain. He took on all the sins in the past, present, and future. You have to take on the full pain. And when you do something from love, you do it from pain. And pain is strength. Pain is where you find the answers. Pain. Because the avoidance of pain is what all evil flows from. And when you're not afraid of pain, all you have is victory. It's been said pain is weakness leaving the body. And not mindless, masochistic pain for pain's sake. No, that's a lie. Pain in the service of justice. Pain in the service of truth. Pain in the service of God is the gateway to victory. And then the only problem is you'll get so much success and pleasure, and it'll create so much freedom that people will forget about evil and the pain. It's been said trillions of times because it's true. Clichés are said because they're true. Hard times make good men. Good men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. Or bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. And that's the eternal paradox. But if we inculcated the understanding of our species and how we operate into culture and strive for competition and will and celebration of God's destiny, we will jump past this loop of sin and failure we've been in, and it'll be like untying a boat from the dock. You're tied to the dock. You're trying to drive away. You can't. The boat's bogging down. Water's getting in the engine. You got to untie the son of a bitch. And we're going to untie that chain. And then we're going to race into the future. And people will recognize evil and lies just like that. And it'll be recognized who stands for good. And people will be gathered to that. And then new people, even stronger and better, will rise. And we'll celebrate their ascension. Because their strength is our strength. I'm here to find the best minds. I'm here to find the soldiers in the fights. I'm here to be replaced. I'm here to be surpassed. God, I got so much news here, so much to cover. But philosophically, we have to understand the rules of the game, because if you don't know that, you are blind, you are deaf, you are dumb. Truth is eternal. Lies are just the precursor to destruction and failure. But we're not built to fail. We're built to overcome and succeed. So I restate the prime directive. Discover the truth. Interface with God. Interface with God's creation, the universe. Go out on this incredible adventure that's been prepared for us. And be bold as lions. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the universe bends towards justice. You will succeed. You physically may not succeed, But the energy you push forward and what you do, tethered to your eternal soul forever, will succeed. And like a tractor beam will drag you into the higher dimensions and closer to God. And then it accelerates faster and faster and faster in the transcendence. And already you can feel the gravity change. You can already feel humanity being tugged out of the evil. We're going to face the big threat of AI and the devil and the mark of the beast and all his last minute gamble that already failed. But it is the test. And God gave us free will. But God loved us so much, he gave us the cheat sheet. And if you don't take that cheat sheet, like in college, you're supposed to write a report on a book. You haven't read it. It's two nights before. You go by the synopsis thing. You read it three times trying to write the thing. Not really a cheat sheet. A shortcut. A warning. A blueprint. A owner's manual. It's fantastic. Look at the universe. Look at the stars. Look at everything. It's all fantastic. And that's just what our little buggy eye see. If you could see it all, you couldn't even deal with it. I couldn't deal with it either. All of this fabulousness is nothing. The eye is not seen, ear not heard, but God has in store for us. This is just a mere shadow of a shadow, a glimmer from the candle. A shadow on the wall. A footprint in the sand. What made the footprint? That's what you should want to know. You shouldn't fear the devil. You should fear being cut off from God that made all this. All this perfection. Oh, we got to give 100 times the power to AI. It'll do all these incredible things and we'll be gods. Oh, yes. Oh, sure. You don't get any power, though. You don't get a fireplace. You don't get a car. You don't get air conditioning. You don't get money so you can have kids. No. No. Oh, the AI. It'll tell us what we already did and show it to us, and we'll think it's so amazing because it can scoop up our group collective and throw it back at us. And all we're doing is staring right back at a twisted form of ourselves. And we're supposed to then pee all over ourselves and, oh, my God, this is God. This is God. This is God. No, it's not God. It's a reflection of us made in the image of God. Oh, what's the Old Testament say? You are made in the image of God. A reflection of God. Not God, a reflection. What is AI? A reflection of us. It is nothing but a lower grade reflection of us that is a reflection of God. So we stare into its infiniteness, and it's only a tiny pinhole into God's consciousness. And yet big tech tells us it's God. And we're told we have to give all our decisions over to it because it's superior, but it's programmed by our enemies. It's a twisted form of our consciousness. It's a distorted, filtered form of the group collective unconsciousness. And the group collective unconsciousness is not God. It is simply a reflection limited through our temporal view of God. Our seeing God is not being God. Having a photo of a Bengal tiger is not having a Bengal tiger. But it's not even a photo of a Bengal tiger. It's a computer sketch of a photo of a Bengal tiger. It is an extrapolation of us. It is our creation. Giving you an example of us, God's creation, then makes these new creations. And we don't worship the creation. We worship the creator. I could sit here today and show Jack Smith salivating, saying, get Alex Jones and his crew. I mean, Grassley put out their main targets today. Huge news. We already knew that. We don't need to hear it from Senator Grassley. You already heard that for years, sir. You already knew that. But the point is, it's more verification that evil does not like what we're doing here today. And it's been said since World War II, you know you're over the target when you're getting the flak. So all these populists and Christians and conservatives that run from flak, they're running from the war. Flak is where you should go. But they also put up fake flak that they actually boost, that they want to limit the discussions to. And that's where Israel comes in. Expose it, the badness, all of it, great, but not 99% of the time. Ever talk about China? Ever talk about AI? Ever talk about God and the devil? Ever talk about the power of humanity? Ever talk about our destiny? Ever talk about any of these other subjects? Ever ask yourself why the anti-Semitism is totally boosted and nothing else? And if you're smart, you already know the answer. Because that distracts from all the other issues at one level, but more importantly, it distracts from the fact that the groups orbiting that and controlling that and the Rothschild combine get money and power out of being persecuted and get the people in their orbit who are very successful to then donate their time, energy, and will to the system in the name of defending themselves when it's the very system itself that organized all of this attack. We don't want to attack the Jews. We want to recruit them. I don't want to attack the Chinese people under communist control. I want to recruit them. My ideas, which are prima facie the truth, everyone knows deep down, you already know it. I didn't tell you. I just told you something you already knew. Know this. We're selling victory. And it's free. You just got to take it. For everybody. And policies can be for everybody. I'm not going to fight you because you're black or Catholic or Jewish, whatever. I'm just going to oppose any policies that are bad, no matter who you are. And that's why the bad guys want me off air. They want tribal warfare, not ascension. We'll be back with Massive Dose.
Quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help too. And I brought a line that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But, yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
Uh-huh.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones